The Bible reading this morning comes from the Old Testament in the book of Isaiah, chapter 66, verses 10 to 14a, and can be found on page 744 in the Black Bibles. Isaiah, chapter 66, verses 10 to 14a. Rejoice with Jerusalem and be glad for her, all you who love her. Rejoice greatly with her, all you who mourn over her. For you will nurse and be satisfied at her comforting breasts. You will drink deeply and delight in her overflowing abundance. For this is what the Lord says: I will extend peace to her like a river, and the wealth of nations like a flooding stream. You will nurse and be carried on her arm and dandled on her knees. As a mother comforts her child, so will I comfort you, and you will be comforted over Jerusalem. When you see this, your heart will rejoice, and you will flourish like grass.
Well, friends, it's a delight to invite Dr. Daniel Shaester to the platform to speak to us this morning. Would you make him welcome as he comes on up? Just let me introduce Daniel to you momentarily. We'll put this little flatter, then your water will be able to sit there. There you go. Daniel was born in Iran and was part of the Iranian Islamic Revolution in that country, and in his own words was a terrorist, much like the Apostle Paul was before he was converted, and worked really hard to get rid of Christians in his country, but was wonderfully converted, got to know Jesus and his wife also, and as a result, Daniel, his wife and his daughters made it into the Western world and are now serving Jesus here and trying to win people of Islamic nations, of Islamic faith, to Jesus over the course of their life. And so it's a great delight to have you with us. Daniel's testimony is in this book, The House I Left Behind, A Journey from Islam to Christ. And it's available at the kiosk after the service, as are a number of other books, but I thought I'd highlight this one, Islam and the Son of God, looking at the difference between what Islam says about Jesus and what the Bible says about Jesus, all worth looking at. And so I commend them to you. But it is a delight to have you with us, Daniel. Daniel served us yesterday really well at a seminar, and today he will serve us again. But I'm going to pray for him. Would you join us as we pray? Father, we thank you for Daniel. We thank you more so that you called him and his wife and his daughters out of darkness into your marvellous light. We thank you that you've kept them safe to this point so that they can be used to speak to those who are natural descendants of Abraham, but until they meet Jesus, do not become spiritual descendants. And so we pray you sustain him and strengthen him. We thank you that his daughters follow you as well. And we pray today that as he speaks, you would strengthen him so that he would open up the word in such a way that we grow in our understanding of what it means to be your people. For we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much for giving me this opportunity to be here. And I praise God for that too. And it's an honor for me to speak today in Mother's Day to you. I just want to say happy Mother's Day to all of you who are mothers, and also to those who are mothering others, and also to those who have that passion to be mother, you know, to be like acting like mother to others. And also, I even said to my daughter this morning, Happy Mother's Day. She's a single girl. And because she just looks after me like a mom, and also disciplines me like a mom. What should I eat or not to eat? So I really feel honored to be with you today in Mother's Day. And also you speak about the amazing roles God has entrusted mothers for the establishment of healthy families. I have learned amazing things from the Bible about mothers. Amazing things. You know, I am a person who knows other cultures and religions and have seen how mothers treated in various cultures and religions. And I was amazed really by the Bible. That's how Bible honors mothers. As brother said, I'm an ex-Muslim. I suffered for 25 years for not seeing my mom. And my mom suffered from other side. Simply because I converted from Islam to the faith in Christ. And I have got many, many stories in my heart that many people were not allowed to see their families and their moms for decades just because of their faith in Christ. And I have written many poems for my mom. I have 6 pages of poems for my mom. You know, I read my poems in my TV program to Islamic world, and I got calls and calls from all over the world, Islamic world, and they were touched. When you do not love your mom, you do not evangelize to Islamic world. Because Islamic world, there are many people are following their culture. In their culture, there's a great respect towards their mother. But unfortunately, Islam is quite different. Islam instructs husbands and Islamic governments that if a child does a mistake, mother must be blamed for the decision of your children. So I decided to be a follower of Jesus Christ, and my mother suffered for that. Islam calls mothers the properties of their husband. Quran chapter 53, verse 3 says that wives are the properties of their husbands. Husbands own them. Imagine the negative effect of this belief on the children whose mothers' love and sacrifice are ignored, and they are treated like slaves. But Bible is an amazing book. Bible teaches people to honor their parents, honor their mothers. I just learned from the beginning of the Bible, from the very beginning, Bible says Adam called his wife's name Eve. Why? Because she was the mother of all living. Now, Eve means life. And that's why the Bible said, because she was the mother of all living. Now, Adam means dust. The word Adam means dust. But he named his wife life. That actually happened after they sinned and they fell. And they were separated from God. And God said amazing thing about women, and particularly about Eve after they sinned. And that's in Genesis chapter 3, verse 15. God is speaking to Satan. He says, I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and her offspring. He shall bruise your head, that means Jesus, and you shall bruise his heel. After this, Adam says, through my wife, we are going to be released and freed. And that's not the attitude of men in the world now. They, you know, men think that they are the only one that can rule the world. And we have seen in the world really, and you see in all, especially in all political positions, men are there. And especially after the revolution of communism, people were so excited, you know, freedom is going to come, people are going to be treated equally, and everybody will have access to everything he or she will need. But we saw in 70 years of communist rule in Russia, not a single lady was a ruler in none of the communist countries. And we see even today in Western societies, Western world, the door is really closed for people to, for especially women, to show their, godly characteristics in the world. And but God has a different plan, had a different plan from the beginning. And he amazed, many people through his own word. So with this word, God just wanted to empower women to be an essential means of his salvation plan for humanity. So God put and placed his loving character and sacrificial character in mothers to teach us great lessons. And we see, though, godly women in the Bible, how with their attitude they make great change among people. One of them is Moses' mother, Jochebed, that showed love and sacrifice. In a time that all Hebrew boys were planned to be killed, she sacrifices. She chose a way to find a way to rescue her son and places him in the water, hoping that someone will come and have him, take him, and rescue him. And we know that son became a mighty leader, led millions of Jews from slavery out of Egypt into the promised land. Or Hannah, for years she suffered because of barrenness, and God blessed her by Samuel. And Samuel was offered to God. She selflessly gave her son to God. And she obeyed God, in other words, she loved God. And that son became a mighty man too. If you read Samuel chapter, 1 Samuel chapter 3, it says, Samuel, he was 12 years old. He was walking from the south to the north of Israel. People saw him and they said, the Spirit of the Lord is in this man. He has the power of God. You see, a godly mother can be part of God's plan for producing mighty men and women. Elizabeth is another example, a shining example, how she showed her love and sacrifice, the mother of John the Baptist. And she dedicated her son also to the Lord, and he became a mighty prophet and paved the ground, opened the way for our Savior Jesus to come. And it's amazing that I was amazed. I became so curious, really, to know about mothers because I was missing my mom, really. I tried to learn everything about mom. And I saw that God placed the conversation of Elizabeth and with Mary, the mother of Jesus, in the gospel to teach us great lessons, their conversation out there, how they converse with each other. And Mary's sacrifice and her love is just an amazing example for us how we need to learn that love and sacrifice from God and love the nation. And she trusted the Lord in the midst of difficulties, and she was even close to be stoned. but God blessed her in an amazing way. I'm just so blessed by her song. And this is her song. It said, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked on the humble estate of his servant. For behold, from now and all generations will call me blessed. For he who is mighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name." This shows the depths of love and sacrifice. This is the love and the sacrifice of God. This love and sacrifice are the characteristics of God, that he placed that in the heart of mothers, created them, in other words, in his own image with that love and sacrifice to speak to us. And he uses continually the tender love and touch of mother in his conversation with his followers. You see, in Isaiah chapter 63, 13 says, "As one whom his mother comforts, so I will comfort you." Or in Isaiah chapter 49, 15 says, "Could a mother forget a child who nurses at her breast? Could she fail to love an infant who came from her own body? Even if a mother could forget, I will never forget you." This is the approach of our God to humanity. "I will be even more loving to you more than your mother." And that's why Jesus says, "Follow me. Even love me more than your mother, because if you do not love me more than your mother, you won't be able to love your mother. If you do not throw yourself into my ocean of love, you won't be loving." So this God's words is speaking to us. He said, "You're not forgotten by God. He never forgets you. I am not forgotten. I was not forgotten. I was a terrorist. I was not forgotten. He wanted to save me and to do amazing things through my family and through me. And he's the same for all. He wants to work through all of us. He wants to unite with us. He always desires all people to unite with him. He paid a great price for us to unite with him. He gave his only son for us as a sacrifice so that he could unite us with him. As gospel says, through Jesus, all things in heaven and earth are reconciled to God. So that's the tender love of the Lord, his sacrifice, that we should have that in our life. Allow him to fill us really with that love and sacrifice, and to put impact on people around us. And Jesus is the source of love and sacrifice. He's the ocean of love and sacrifice. That's why he says, "Truly, truly, I say to you, whoever hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life. He does not come into judgment and has passed from death to life." My dear brothers and sisters, my dear sisters, ladies and girls, the tender love of God and sacrifice is the shining thing for us to affect other people and bless them. So we should not ignore that. So let us really cling to the Lord, who is loving and sacrificial. My dear brothers, men, young adult, and old one, let us call ourselves Adam, dust, humble ourselves, because if we humble ourselves, we'll be great like Jesus, as Philippians chapter 2 says, he humbled himself, became like one of us, but God lifted his name up, and there is no name like his name. He is exalted. So let us cling to the Lord. If anyone here hasn't given his or her heart to the Lord, today is the very day for us. And he is beautiful. We need to allow him to come into our life and to shine through us, to our offspring, to our children, and to all other nations. God bless you all. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you, Daniel. I'd not thought about Adam being dust. I knew that in relation to Adam calling his wife Eve. I knew that, but not seen it before in quite the same light. And as you continue to reflect a little on mothers, you know, I know that for some, you know, Mother's Day is a spectrum as I observe life. For some, Mother's Day is just filled with pain and horror. And someone at 8 o'clock told me of people they know who would go away from church to the Hunter Valley on Mother's Day and Father's Day because they simply could not have children. And that's a great sadness all round for all sorts of reasons. But I want to say to mums particularly today, if you wanted to be a mum, or women who wanted to be married and have mums, have children but have not been able to, Psalm 113 says that God settles the barren woman in her home as a happy mother of children. And as I look at that, I see that women can be a mother even though they have no children of their own. I saw that this morning at communion for 8 o'clock. One of our young women leaders brought the daughter of someone else to communion with her. I thought, you know, Naomi is being a mum to that young girl. And she's enjoying Naomi's input as well as her mother's. This little girl is much richer as a result. And so if you're a woman and with those mothering instincts, then be that to children that are all around you, or line up with Janet and talk to Daniel, who needs more mothering than he knows. But you can have that role and still enter into being a mum. For some for whom the pain of motherhood is deep because your children have done silly things, stupid things, then the God who created you walks with you and knows that his children, called God's people, do silly things and stupid things, and he knows the pain of watching children do dumb stuff. Turn to him. For others, Mother's Day is a great delight, and there's much joy. And as you celebrate Mother's Day, and as you are celebrated, may you look to the God who created you and give him thanks for his great goodness to you, for he's placed some of him in you that you might love the way you do. And so I want to honour mums and say, you know, you guys are doing it, guys. The women are doing a great work because you have a role that no one else has. I was reading a story yesterday of a mum who had 10 children. Obviously, this story took place before TV was invented. So, 10 children. Single people are going, what? 10 children. And the youngest one day just kept trailing behind her all day, a little boy. And she said, wouldn't you like to play on the swings? No, Mum, I'd rather be with you. And so he just trailed behind like a shadow all day. And this woman said, you know, after I stepped on his toes accidentally, of course, 5 times, I asked him, why did he need to be so close to me on this day? And his response was, well, yesterday at Sunday school, the Sunday school teacher said that we should walk in the steps of Jesus. But I can't see him, and so I thought I'd follow you. And that's the role of a mum. Napoleon said that no man gets to manhood and is shaped without the influence of his mother. So you're doing really well. I want to honour you, and then I'm going to pray for you. But the way we're going to honour you is this. We're going to let you stay seated, and all the men will stand. So stand, men. We are standing in the presence of those who love with the same sacrificial heart as Jesus. So we are standing in the presence of great ones. I'm going to pray, and when I say amen, we will applaud the women. Got it? Not so sure about that. You got it, men? Got it. Okay, it's an opportunity to be a man. Okay, let me pray. Father, we thank you for our own mothers. We thank you for the sacrificial love that they have shown us. There was times when there wasn't quite enough food for dinner and Mum always said that she didn't feel like any more. There was times when there was apple pie on the table and there was one piece short of the number around the table and Mum would always say, I never felt like apple pie anyway. So we thank you for our mothers. We thank you for the women who are wives, our wives, who are mothers, for their sacrifice, for we often see that again where they will say, no, I don't feel like pie. I'd rather you have it. We thank you for their love of our children, for they continue to love them regardless of what they're like. And we thank you for the women amongst us who have not been able to have children but have this wonderful influence on our children, for they sit with them and they speak with them and they pray with them and they help them take steps to be more like you. Father, we want to bring before you mums who are in stress and strain and pain on this day. Would you draw them near and may they know that you are to them like a mother who knows their pain deeply and yet they are your treasured possession. Would you help them hear that they are a much loved treasured possession, that you are the Father who lavishes love on them to such a measure that you call them children. And we thank you for those who have a great time being a mum. And we pray that as they celebrate, they would bask in the knowledge that you've created them and given them wonderful opportunities. And so we pray for all these women, strengthen their hand, strengthen their hearts, that they might continue to shape people for the rest of their days. And all God's men said, Amen. 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 Amen.